Well, good Monday morning, everyone. It is the 8th of March. And my title today is Absolute Essential Number 7, Walking in the Light. One of the things I love to say to everyone in the online support teams is this truth. Every day is a fresh start. However, as I think about it, that may or may not be true. Yes, God's mercies are new and fresh every morning. But for your new day to be a fresh start, I think it depends on how you finish the day before. In the introduction of this series on Absolute Essentials, I told you we all need to be beginning our day and ending our day spending time with God. So let's say you've had a bad day, stressed out over something, and ended your day looking at porn and acting out, and then you went to bed. What do you think is going to be your spiritual condition when you wake up? If you go to sleep with unconfessed sin in your life, how do you think that's going to be affecting you in the morning? You're not going to want to spend time with the Lord because you had a fall. The spirit is grieved, and you're living in your shame and guilt, a place we're all really used to living. And that's really a bad way to start your new day. So if you're going to begin your day fresh and ready to do the spiritual essentials you have learned, it would be extremely important to end your day with the Lord doing these three things. One, ask the Spirit of God to reveal to you anything you need to confess to the Lord, and then confess it to Him before you go to sleep. Thank Him that it is already forgiven, and think about why did it happen. Remember, learning from our falls is essential if we're going to grow in recovery. Second, think through why the fall happened, and what changes do you think you might need to make so that you don't fall again the next day? What boundaries do you need to set up, and what consequences should you establish? By the way, I'm going to spend a whole session on boundaries and consequences a little bit later. But number three, spend some time thanking God for some of the things He's done for you, what He means to you, or how He's blessed you. Create a Thanksgiving journal, a list of things for which you might be thankful, maybe adding two things each day for which you're thankful. This is a critical exercise. It might be helpful for you also to designate a place in your residence where you can be alone and uninterrupted to both begin your day and end your day with the Lord. Have your Bible there and a notebook in which you can write down your Thanksgiving journal. So if you've ended your day well, asking the Spirit to reveal to you anything you need to confess, praying through any feelings or stress or pain you experienced that day, and thanking Him for who He is and what He's done for you, then ask Him to give you a restful night's sleep. Ending the day well, then, leads directly to beginning your next day well. You're not waking up with unfinished business with God and living with shame and guilt. You've taken out the garbage. You've confessed your sins. You've talked with Him about the things for which you are thankful. And so today, then, is a fresh start. And you need to know every day is a fresh start. And because you took care of business the night before, you can jump right into the absolute essentials we've learned before. And I'm just going to run through them quickly to remind you, or for the new people. One, we begin every day offering our body to God as a living sacrifice. Two, we daily ask the Holy Spirit to fill us and influence us throughout the day. Three, we learn to walk by means of the Holy Spirit. Four, we pray on the full armor of God. And we do number one through number four daily, as in every day. And number six, we stop walking in the darkness by joining an online support team or something similar, any other kind of ministry where you find you're in community and where we receive weekly accountability and daily support. I found it to be true that if I'm going to be walking in the light and continue to be walking in the light, I'm going to need some help. Actually, I'm going to need a lot of help. Now, lastly, look carefully at 1 John 1, 6 through 7, again, to see what it says about this. Quote, "If we say we have fellowship with Him," that's God, "and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship not only with Him," but notice what it says, "we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin," end quote. Walking in the light means having someone to whom you can tell the truth, not only to ourselves and to God, but to others as well. We all need to have some brothers with whom we are telling the truth. We are in the light together with them, and we can be honest with them when we sin. And then we are doing that, being honest with them. We will be having fellowship. We will have this band of brothers. We will have a team of other men who are helping one another and helping you and learning how to fight this battle as a team and stop losing on your own. I know. Listen, I harp on this so often, and you may be tired of hearing me say this, but I do believe this is the missing ingredient in every man's battle. Shame and guilt cause us to keep this a hidden secret and keep it in the darkness of our isolation, where we grow more and more addicted. So once again, one more time, let me urge you, email me and I'll send you the list of our 15 online support teams so you can just sit in and see what it might be like to fight this sexual brokenness with a team of brothers and how they can begin to help you find freedom in the fellowship of men who are helping one another. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcast, my friend. I cannot urge you enough. If it's not a 180 online support team, maybe it's Celebrate Recovery, or maybe it's Pure Desire, or maybe it's one of a number of ministries. But if you'd like to get help, then email me, and you can sit in as my guest on any of our online support teams. This is John Doyle with 180 Podcast. God bless you, my friends. We'll continue in the series this week. Take care and goodbye.